Okay, Rabbeisai, we're going to begin. Today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We're holding six lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara is quoting from yesterday's Mishnah. You recall we said in the Mishnah yesterday that there were interesting menhugim when it came to the recitation of Hallel, first in the times of the Mishnah, and later in the times of Rava. We went through that at some great detail yesterday. But for purposes of today's blot, we're only looking at one major point, and that is if you look at the Mishnah back on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the last two lines of the Mishnah, Mokam Shenoagu Lichpoil Yichpoil Livshoit Yivshoit. So Michael, please pass the sitter. No sitter. Okay, forget about it. What is this all about? Towards the end of Hallel, as you know, there are certain psukim that we go and repeat. Shkoyach, thank you very much. Shkoyach Petsi, what would I do without you? As we get towards the end of Hallel, in Kapitel Kuf Yud Ches of Tehillim, Kuf Yud Ches begins, Hoidel Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo Elam Chastoy, Yomino Yisrael Ki Lo Elam Chastoy, Yomino Veseharen Ki Lo Elam Chastoy, Yomino Yiri Hashem Ki Lo Elam Chastoy, and then continues on, Min HaMeitzer Keros Iko. It's a fairly lengthy kapitel in Kuf Yud Ches, goes through the whole Min HaMeitzer, then gets to Pischoli Sharei Tzedek, Ono Hashem Moishiyono, Ono Hashem Matzlichono, Baruch Abba B'Shem Hashem, and then we end off that kapitel, Hoidel Hashem Kitoiv Kili Olam Chastei. And naturally, when we are saying Hallel, we continue on Yehallelucha, and we end off Baruch Ato Hashem Melech Mehulu Batish Bochais. Now, the Mishnah and Rashi already explained yesterday in great detail that this kapitel Kuf Yud Ches is very, very repetitive. It starts off with Hoidel Hashem Kitoiv Kili Olam Chastei. It ends off Hoidel Hashem Kitoiv Kili Olam Chastei, and then we say Yoimino Yisrael, Yoimino Beis Aharon, Yoimino Yirei Hashem Kili Olam Chastei. Again, it repeats the same concept, and then we say Men Ameitzer Krosi Ka Anoni Vamerchav Ka. That the Bein Shem will help everybody. Hashem lo ira mayas liudam. Hashem li biyoyzroi. Again, you have the repetition. Hashem li, Hashem li, and then you have Toiv lachzis b'Hashem amteich ba'adam. Toiv lachzis b'Hashem amteich b'divim. Again, Toiv lachzis b'Hashem. Toiv lachzis b'Hashem. Kol goyim sivavuni b'Shem Hashem ki amilam. Saburi kam sivavuni. Again, we repeat sivavuni, sabuni, and so on and so forth. Dochay dechisani, a double lashon. Dochay dechisani. Ozi v'zimraska behili lishua, kagrina v'ishua. Yemin Hashem oisechoyel, yemin Hashem reimem, yemin Hashem. Loi amos kiyachya, v'lan mavis loi nisanoni. And finally, pischuli sharei tzedek obivam oideka, pischuli sharei tzedek. And then we say, zeh hashar l'Hashem. So until now, every word, every concept, every pasuk has had a repetition to it. Then we come to Oid Chokiani, son of Atilili Shia, Eva Moasu Aboinim, and now each one of these psukim are on their own. There is no repetition. So in the Mishnah we had that in many communities the minhag was that they did start repeating Oidcha. And that's of course our minhag as well. That when it comes to Oidcha Kiani Sani, we repeat it Oidcha, and then Evan Moasu, Meis Hashem, and so on and so forth. So this is already an established meaning of the times of Chazal in the Mishnah, Mokim Shinoga Lichpoil Yichpoil. It wasn't uniform, because there were Mekoyimis that Livsha Yivsha. They just said it once, they didn't say it twice. So now getting to our Gemara, Tana, we learned in the Braisa that Rebbe Koyful Bodvar, Rebbe Taka, did this type of kveila, the repeating. Reb Lozman Parta, Moisiv Badavarim. He was Moisiv. On the surface, Moisiv sounds like he added new psukim that don't even appear in Halal. Snishto Azazach. Everybody agrees, the Halal, that's all part of what it says in Tehillim. So my Moisiv, what is this Moisiv business? Rabbi Moisiv Lichpoil Me Oidcha Ulemato. Oh. What the Gemara is telling us now is that even in the Minig Lichpoil, there were two Minhagim. What were the two Minhagim? Some only started from Una Hashem Moishiyana. They didn't start from Oidcha. When it comes to Una Hashem Moishiyana, they repeat Una Hashem Moishiyana. Una Hashem Aslichana. Una Hashem Aslichana. Yo. But not from Oidcha. Rabbi Lozim and Parta said, no, we're going to start from Oidcha. And therefore, that's the Mois of Lichpoil. So everybody agrees that they were koifel, they doubled it. These extra psukim were doubled. Only question is, where did we start the doubling from? According to Rebbe, we only started it from Una Hashem Hoshiyana. Well, according to Rabbi Lozim and Parta, we started it all the way from Oidcha. You see Rashi on the second line. Koifel Badvarim, this is Rebbe, Me'ona, which means Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, V'Hola, and later. While Rabbi Lozim and Parta, Moisev Ba, Behalel Moisev Lichbal Al Kvelosi, Shul Rebbe, from Oidcha Lamata, Kedprishas Le'el, Shekola Mizmor, Kofel Me'roi Shebiad Kan. The entire Mizmor from Hoyd Hashem Kitov Kilim Chasi until Oidcha was all kafel. Therefore, Blazim Parta says, from Oidcha, let's start doubling it. Well, for some reason, Rabbi only started doubling it from Uno Hashem Hoshir.
May I ask? I don't know if yesterday was mentioned or not.
Okay,
what's
please.
The whole Indian of being kafel altogether?
Mm-hmm.
Was failed as Shlesen Einmur? What do you have to say it was?
Rashi didn't give a reason. Rashi just went through all the psukim, like we quickly went through, that David HaMelech was koifel all of these psukim. Now, as we get towards the end, from Oidcha on, David HaMelech did not. We don't know why, but he didn't see fit to go and double it. But the Tanoim, at least from the times of the Mishnah, and perhaps even earlier, because you'll recall, Rashi in Daf Mem Beis says that we say Hallel is Takanas HaNeviim. So it could be the Neviim already at that time said, since everything else is kofel, let's be kofel this as well. But it wasn't ungenuman everywhere, because you see that some places were kofel, some places weren't kofel. And even those places that were kofel, some only started from Ona Hashem Hoshiyana, and some started from Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Lozim and Parata, from Oidcha.
We go past
why basically? Sorry?
We go past Ona Hashem Hoshiyana.
No, for sure. Everybody agrees you go until the end. Until the end, so you say, Kiliyat V'deka, and Hayidu Hashem Kitoy M'chase. The only question is, where do you start it from? Exactly. Okay, Levorach Yivarech. Then we said in the Mishnah that there was a minhag to go and make a bracha. Again, apparently not universal, like the Mishnah ended at the end. Hakol Kiminig HaMedina. So, Mokim Shenogu Levorach, wherever they had a minute to say the bracha, but some places apparently didn't have that many.
At the end of Hallel.
Oh, that's the point that we're getting to now. That the Rav Heshi just said now, Tos kemi etlen nigmar. Zokimar. Amra ba'ye lo yishanu eli achrav. The machlok is that we're talking about in the Mishnah, is talking about the final bracha. Baruch atu Hashem, melech mehulol batish bachois. That's the machlok is. Avel ifonav, the bracha before, mitzvah lebarach. Everybody agrees you have to make a bracha at the beginning. This is referring, of course, to the times that we say Gantz Hallel, which is on Yomim Toivim, as well as on Chanukah. However, on Rosh Chodesh, there's a long toisis about this elsewhere that discusses this in great detail, but many other Yishayim and Achronim also talk about it, that we say Hallel and Rosh Chodesh is Mitzad Minhag, and not Mitzad Din. And therefore, that's why there's a big machloikis whether or not one says a Brocha Lefoneha by Hallel. By unser Ashkenaz Shiiden, it's ungenommen that we do say a bracha lefanav, but even there it says in Shulchan Aruch that you should preferably say the bracha when you're davening with a minyan and not when you're davening biyachidus. You daven biyachidus, it already becomes more questionable whether you have to go and make a bracha lefanav on Rish Chayish. Anyway, if you have a practical question, la'alocha, ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. But for the purpose of our Gemara, we're talking about a Yom Toivim, Avadi, you have to make a bracha lefanav, no question about it. Mitzvah levar. Machloek is our Mishnah, is liachrav at the end. Now, how do I know that everybody holds a mitzvah levar? The Yom Rav Yudah Mishmur. Kol ha-mitzvah kulam avarach alein oivlas yosin. Every mitzvah you go and make a mitzvah, you have to go make a bracha. And therefore, this is a mitzvah of saying Hallel. And even though the mitzvah is Dirabanan, and the Gemara elsewhere asks, if it's only Dirabanan, we say, Asher Kiddush Hanu bin mitzvah Yisuv Vitzivon, Kiddush Baruch Hu is mitzavos. Where was the Kiddush Baruch Hu mitzavos? So the Gemara says, based on Lois Sosur, that all mitzvahs Dirabanan, you have the Lois Sosur, because of Asher Lecha, whatever they tell you, Yemin, a smile, smile, Yemin, you always have to listen to the Chachamim. So whenever you listen to the Chachamim, in all of their takanas, you're following a Kodesh Baruch Hu's dictates, and that's why we make a bracha, for instance, on Megillah. We make a bracha when you read the Megillah, Asher Kitchon Mitzvoyisav. When we light Ner Chanukah, you make a bracha, Asher Kitchon Mitzvoyisav. Even these are older abundance. Nevertheless, based on Lo Yisosav. Anyway, So you make a bracha, oivalasiyasa means prior to going and doing the mitzvah. Frank, you want my mashma the high oiver lishnag duvihu. Who says that the word oiver means pre, before you do the asiya? See, Mor brings now rais from three separate psukim. Amr Nachma Yitzchok Tzif, and one pasuk says v'yoretz achimatz derech hakika v'yavoir es hakushi. What is this pasuk talking about? This is talking about that when David HaMelech unfortunately was in the war against his son Avshalom. David HaMelech loved Avshalom very, very dearly, but Avshalom unfortunately made a tremendous merida against his father, and there was a big war, and ultimately Avshalom lost the war, and in fact he was killed. At the time that he was killed, I believe it was Yoav ben Tzeruya, who was the general, he sent a Kushi to David HaMelech to tell him, quote-unquote, the good news that his Avshalom died, was killed, and therefore the war basically will be over shortly, if it's not over immediately. So the Kushi was running to David HaMelech to tell him the news, and then Achimatz, who was present, also heard about it, and he says, I want to tell David HaMelech. And he ran, and he ran, and guess what? And he beat the Kushi. This is the first and perhaps only recorded time in history that we find that a white person was able to go and beat a black person in a marathon and get there to David HaMelech. Anyway, so Achimatz got there first. I'm sorry? He didn't like that chili, right? Anyway, so it says the Gemara that Vayavar is a Kushi. Vayavar means that he got there before the Kushi got there. So what means before? Oh, that's a raya that the word Oyvel Asiyasa means before the Asiyah, just like over there. It's before the Kushi arrived. Abaye Amehocha. Abaye says you don't have to bring a raya from Nach. I have a raya from the Chumash. What is a raya from the Chumash? Is talking about Yaakov Avinu when he was going to meet with his brother Esav. So first, as you know, he went and sent all those groups of Eda Levada, all the presents, etc. And then it says Yaakov Avinu went to meet with Esav, etc. So what's the Ovar? That he went in front of them. Is Nochamul Arai, the Oivel Asiyasa means in front, it means before. This is talking about Liyosid Lavoi, when Mashiach will come, that at that point, when the Mechemes Goyga Mogig will end, and the Malchus will be restored again to Klal Yisrael, they have a Malchus of Neim, then the Melech will go in front of them, Vashem Baroisham, and Kadosh Baruch in front of the Melech, Kadosh Baruch and Kaviyachu, in front of everybody. So it says, Vayavar Malchus of Neim, again that means in front of or before. So we have three rayas from three separate psukim that oivel means before, and that's what it means. Oivel asiyosim. There's a lot of achroinish raid, vostav hum epstrai psukim, and why is this pasuk better, and why is this pasuk worse? And the chayra, if you have a pasuk in the chumish, why do you have to come into psukim in nach? Anyway, ayin shum in the achroinim that talk about these things at some length. Why did it say oivel asiyosim as opposed to koidim lasiyosim? Because koidim lasiyosim could theoretically mean even a half an hour before, 10 minutes before. Oiv Lasiyasin has that sound to it that's right before. Right. Like Rashi says in the Chumash, the difference between Acha Advor Ma'ela and Achre Hadvor Ma'ela, that when it says Acha Advor Ma'ela, it happened, both of them mean subsequently. Acha Advor Ma'ela, Achre Advor. But Rashi says Achre always means Samuch, and Achre means Muflik. So the Gemara uses the term over here, Oivet, to give you the sense, it's got to be right before the mitzvah, not a minute before or 5 minutes before. That's why we learn the Gabi Tefillin, for instance, when you make the bracha before you put on the tefillin, you don't do it when the tefillin is still in the tefillin bag, or even when you're holding it in your hands. It has to already be on your arm, ready to do that. Not now you make the bracha. That's the sense of Oivet means right before. And that's the raya from these psukim too, because the Achimatz got right before the Kushi, and same thing, Yaakov, right before all the people, and the Melech thing. Good. Anyway, that's our Gemara. There's a very important toisis over here, which is really not related to the Gemara per se, but rather related to our mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, every single sukkis. That it says in the Mishnah, how do you make the bracha al Netilas Lulav over la siyasad? Don't we have a problem? If it's talking about that it's on the table, isn't that like koidim de koidim? That's before the oivr lasiyasim. If it's talking about that he held it already in his hands, that he was already mekayim the mitzvah. It's got to be oivr lasiyasim before you mekayim the mitzvah. That's a famous kasha. And that's a famous, yes, the Rav spoke about it 2 weeks ago, exactly. If you look at the toises here on the side, the second toises, oivr lasiyasim, mitam zeh. Torach levorach aluluf koydim shiit lanu. You have to make a bracha on the lulu before you pick it up. Diviachis shenot loy mid ag be nothing be a chiyotzig amazing. Umiu loy mestaver klal veheich yevorach aluluf umenach bakli. If the lulav is still inside the plastic, or your esrig is still inside the esrig box, it's not mistaber, you can make the bracha then. Because, like we said before, tefillin me'im v'sayim mevorach alein. M'sha'as hanoch, achas k'shira. V'chol sho'o she'ein ha'mitzvus benet b'yodu la'asoysa. If it's not in your hand, you're not ready to do it yet. We mistaber klal levorach alav. So when should you go and make it? So in fact, Tosis gives four terutzim, which have become classic in Hilchoy Sukkah and Lulav. Many Svarim have written about Toidus on this Toysis on these four alternatives. So Toysis gives four options. Number one is Vishema. We're talking about 10 lines into the Toysis. Vishema Mishiyascha Lita Lulav Koidim Shiita Esrig Mevarech. In other words, first put the Lulav and Esrig on the table, pick up the Lulav, make the Bracha before picking up the Esrig, and then pick up the Esrig. Hi, how does that work? Without the Esrig, you're not yoitz the mitzvah. So by the fact that you have the lulav in hand, you've not been mekayim the mitzvah yet, and then take the Esrig in hand, right after you finish the bracha. In other words, hold the lulav and the three minim, hold in one hand. Make the bracha on tilis lulav. As soon as you finish lulav, then shnell, pick up the asterisk, and that'll be the first eitzah of Ovelas
Yasa. Pick them both up together.
If you both pick up together at the same time, yeah, right in front of you, yeah, that toisis considers to be like having a tefillin on your, holding it in your hands and not on your arm. In other words, you want it to do Ovelas Yasa, that final second, right before the Kiyama Mitzvah. To pick up both at one time, then that's takes an extra 3 seconds or whatever to pick up both of them. So hold at least a little bit hand. So that's shot number one. Shot number two is like our minhog, when I say our, 95% of the people, that you hold the two in your hand, b'shas, you make the bracha, but you have the esrig upside down, and you're not... I'm sorry,
so it doesn't say the esrig.
Well, let's continue on.
Either one.
Okay, my apologies. Rabbi Yosef corrects me that you can go and take either one. So hold, if you want to hold the esrig right side up and the lulav upside down, be my guest. But bear in mind, it's not going to be... It's easier to turn over the esrig than to turn over the lulav.
I didn't say that's something you do. I said that's
the
Yeah. Okay. I think the says that way.
Okay. So if you want to go and take the esrig right side up and lulav upside down, that's okay with me.
Rabbi Shalulav, you can.
No problem.
Maybe.
Sorry?
Maybe you can stand on your head. You can stand on your head.
So he said you can stand on your head and hold it normally, and maybe that's also be right.
That's not what Toysa says.
Then we have the third shot in the Toysis. He's going to have a hepech kavana. And even though we normally hold kol ha'Torah kula mitzvos ain't tzrichas kavana, that means you don't have to have a positive kavana. But if you have a negative kavana to say, I do not want to be yoitzer. In other words, you start off the hirutzen like we said the hirutzen before, you pick up the luvan esrik, and right at the end say, but Rabbeinu Shalom, Heilige Meshefa, I don't want to be yoitzer yet. Only after I finish making the bracha, then I want to be yitzah. So that would be another eitzah, zuk toises, hepach kavana. And then the fourth toises, the fourth teretz is, you do it, you can make the bracha normally after you pick up the arba minim, and you don't have to worry, because the mitzvah is not just holding the arba minim, but it's also the ni'anuim, like we had in the Mishnah the other day, where you start the ni'anuim by hoidul Hashem, and on Hashem Meshiyana, and according to Beisham, on Hashem Atzlichana, and that's the end of the mitzvah, so therefore you can go and do it at any time until the Nanuam. So therefore it continues to be Oivalas Yosef. And we were Zoyche here in our bungalow colony in Zeruv, Rabbi Goyin, Reb Sachya Fried, Zulzain Gezut, and Stark, Marach Yom, Shonam Zain, gave a beautiful share last week on this Toysis. Sigabez and Mamish, Aza Noy Sukkah, Aza Pe'er, the Shens the Shir, the Agam to Shir Koyma for now, the Hidder Mitzvah, Sigabez Mamish, Mahuda, Hoyd Vahada Poloi. Anyway, so that's the Toysis.
Big chilik
between the Toysis. Big chilik
between the Toysis. Makes a mistake and picks up the lulav. Puts it down quickly, it's too late.
But if it's the whole, the last Teretz, Teretz. Yeah. You couldn't tell the last Teretz, it'd be Yitz. Anyway, so look through the whole Teretz, Rabbi said that's for homework, and then you can look up all of the Achronim that talk about the Teretz in very, very great detail. So we go back now to the Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah.
Can you just clarify?
Yes.
Clarify why the question was asked earlier. If it's munach al shulchan and you pick it up, that why is that not considered overly SES?
In other words,
it's mamish there, not in a container.
You're talking about all the four minim are on the table.
It takes a second to pick it up.
This is the eitzah that you're saying, Brother Shai, together with Rabbi Aryeh, and it's being supported by Rabbi Heshi, so pishnaim ushloisha aidem yukum dover. So you see from Toises, that Toises wants to do it at the very, very, very last second. So yes, you're right, if you put the arba minim, and you're ready to make the brach, and you're ready to pick it up, but it's still not the last second, that's 2 seconds before, because to take the lulav in the right hand and take the esrog in the left hand, it requires
bring them both together.
It's faster to do that than to turn it over.
Yeah, I understand, but the first teretz is that you hold one in the hand, right, and then you just pick up the esrog. So that's it's quicker. You just have to pick up the esrog with one hand and have to pick up all arbaminim with both hands. Anyway, as I said, we talked to Rabbi Yosef. Yeah, yeah.
Is that the Shechonai was not the usual place of. It's right that Shechonai was not the usual place of where it was.
Okay. Our Tatayra Chav Rabbi Yosef Bly is trying to still see the Mishnah yesterday of Noitel al Shulchunai. That if a person came late and that person was bom and aderech, he started eating a meal, he forgot about Netilas Lulav, in the middle of the Suda, he should go and take it al Shulchunai. Al Shulchunai then means that he's in his Shulchan Oruch, that he's eating the meal. I understand that you want to add, but Derech Rush, but Derech Remez.
If it has to be at the Al Shulchunai, then it's not
right,
it was in the middle of a meal.
Okay, so then it shouldn't be
Al Shulchunai. I think we want to learn that Shulchunai was in the middle of a meal, so Shulchunai itself is. I don't know.
It's interesting, Pshat. One has to develop it further. Okay, anyway, we're going to a brand new sugya now. Zuk Tanai, Mishnah, Zuk the Mishnah, Daflam, Mites, Omer Alef. Halikiach Lulamecha Veda Bishvias. Oh, this is Mamish Negela. Look at our year. Because we are now, as you know, in the final Chodesh of the Shana Hashishis. And in another few days, in another couple of weeks, we're going to start the Shnas HaShemitah. Oh, Shemitah has many, many intricate halachas. And we're going to focus in particular on those that affect us in having to buy the Arba Minim. So a person buys the Lulav Mechaber B'Shvias in the 7th year. In other words, most of us who are only going to buy our Arba Minim after Rosh Hashanah, we're already going to be buying it in Shemitah year. Okay, what's the issue? The issue is, it's shaking the Torah that li'ochla v'loy l'schoira. You're not allowed to do business with anything involving Shemitah products. So, you're paying for the lulav. The moicher of the lulavim should say, I'm charging you for your lulav kach v'kach. And I give you a free esrog as a matana. Why am I giving you a free esrog? Because you're not allowed to go and buy an esrog in Shemitah year. Why can't you go and buy it? Because of the din of li'achla v'loy l'schayra. That the Torah says you're allowed to go and eat from Peder Shvias, but you're not allowed to go and make a business out of it. Where does it say li'achla? You have Oy Stalin and Argamaris, Bahois Shabbos Oritz Lechem, Liochla, Lecho, Liabdullah, Mesercho, etc. The Shabbos Oritz Lechem this year of Schmidt is Liochla, Veloy, Lishai.
How about the Lulav?
Oh, Yefreit Ozeh, good. Let's wait until we get into it. Rabeshi Aram is asking a beautiful question. Why are we only focusing on the Esrog? Why aren't we not focusing on the Lulav? Miat Shem, we're going to discuss that in the Gemara momentarily. Baltimazay. I'm sorry, once again? You're saying Lakita? Oh, you're giving away all the answers. You know, when you read a new book or you're giving a book to somebody, you're not supposed to tell them, you know, the end of the story. Let him go and get the end of the story by himself. So you're giving away all the answers. So, Kimar. What happens? You bought your lulav and you say to the lulav, Soichan, no, I want an extra asterisk now, you're supposed to give me a present. He says, Soichan Maton is Yechia. I don't believe in giving presents. Forget about it. You got the wrong customer. I'm not giving you a present. So what can you do? Every lulav soich is going to say that. So Amravuna mavli alei demei esrig be lulav. What you can do is charge more for the lulav. In other words, your normal lulav chvais, $20, $50, $80, depending on where you buy it. Mitash kocha, unash kocha, if you check it yourself, mita plastic, una plastic, whatever it is, whatever the amount is. This year, instead of charging you $50 for the lulav, he's going to charge you $150. And I give you, for the $150, I give you a free asterisk together with the lulav. And this is permissible. If you're mablia in the demay lulav, no problem.
Not a problem with Aino'a. Overcharging?
It's not a problem, I know. Everybody knows what's going on, so nobody's being cheated. Here, the advice, Havlo is mutter. And the din of Havlo doesn't only apply over here. Havlo legabi the mushet schiris, right? You're not allowed to go and hire a worker to work for you on Shabbos, but if you have a chvais, a waiter, and he's working for you the whole week, so then it's Bavlo. So here too, the same thing, you're doing Bavlo, and this is perfect.
And who is the Isser?
Is
the Moichel or the Keh?
The Isser is on the Moichel, he's not allowed to go and sell.
When we say, it's Pashas, sounds like, he's not charging him for the Meyasi Velilah, he's paying him for Meyasi Velilah. This guy didn't want to give him Matura. This guy, the Meicher, doesn't want to give him a Torah. The Leicher, he wants to have the
leader. I hear you. Let's look at Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi right after the Mishnah. Mavliya lei d'mei esi b'lulav. Yim koyer, the Meicher, should sell lulav the yoiker more expensively. Achit li esi matana, until he charges him enough that he says, okay, you get the esri.
Rashi touches that way.
Okay. I'm not better than Rashi. Yizuk to Shein Apshat. Kitarka v'chordish. But Rashi yizuk to Chasek. Anyway, Freitimar, the Lace of Lebed, what is the problem? Tell me what's the problem. Why can't you go and pay for the Esrik Azoivis Shtaiten Gait? Says the Gemara, the Fishain Moisrin, to make Peiros Shvius Lama Oretz. You're not allowed to go and hand over and pay to make Peiros Shvius Lama Oretz. The Sanya ain't Moisrin to make Peiros Shvius Lama Oretz. Yoisim Mozin Sholish Sudas. Etc. Now, what the Gemara is telling us now for the first time is that when we have the din of li'achla v'loy l'schoira, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to sell anything of peyda shviyas. You're allowed to sell peyda shviyas as long as you're not doing it to make agansa profit margin, but they're going to business, and that you're going to take the profits and go and invest it, and go and make it become a multimillionaire. That you're not allowed to do. You are allowed to, however, sell al yad, which means small quantities, enough for your daily expenses and daily living costs. The Gemara gives an example, what would be a daily living cost of having 3 seudais. Now it's true, most of us, at least in the times of Chazal, didn't eat 3 seudais, they only ate 2 seudais. But nevertheless, since on Shabbos we eat 3 seudais because we have to have shalish edis, Mamayla, since it was a heter for Shabbos, they gave a heter throughout the whole week. Let's take a quick look at Rashi, because this is very basic to understanding our sugya. So Rashi, Velesivlei, where we left off halfway down the Amid. Velei sivlei demei esrik behedya. Why can't he just pay for the esrik? $100 esrik, $50 esrik. My time in Rishul loy chabashis. What's the problem? Zogt Rashi ein moisun demei peiris. Zogt yimor da toira amra li ochla veloy l'schayr. Now veloy l'schayr doesn't mean you can't sell at all. What it means is, shekol peiris shviyas. Chayavim his ba'er b'shviyas. Hein v'damehen. We know there's a din of biur shviyas. What means biur shmita? Biur means that at the point that kola l'chay menasoda kalele v'hemtecho min habayis. Which means that you, the farmer, or you, the person who has gone into somebody else's farm, have a right to go and gather and take mina hefker, all the pages and all the irakis and everything that you want. However, at the point when the fields are now totally barren, and now the wild animals are walking around and say, chagunish tse'asin, then you have to go and do what's called a beer, shmita beer peiris, and bimavayar everything. Exactly how beer works is a machloikis rishonim, but parshim shat is that you take all of the excess that you took, once you see the date, you have to go now and put it out in the fields so that the chai should once again have food. And today in Eretz Yisrael, the Bati Dinim have a calendar where they write down when the Zman beer is for tomatoes and for potatoes and for lettuce and for all the rockets and for all the fruits. They have these Zman. Anyway, So that's a din of beer. Now, the din of beer is not only the payers themselves, but even the mayan, even their monies. Oh, so if I sold payer to Schmidt and I have money, I also have to go. No, the chayas can't go and use the cash. They can't even use a credit card. So what does that mean? You're allowed to go and sell small quantities of payer to Shvias, but not so much that you're going to afterwards be matzniyat. You're going to put it in the bank or under your mattress or wherever you put your money, and then become a rich guy, who's communist. That's you're not allowed to do. But unfortunately, Amaratzim are choshed that they're not going to listen. If you're buying from Am Aretz, ein moiselam domim likach mehem klum bedomim. Don't go and give them any money that they'll be able to go and use that to buy other items, except for the essential needs, like the Mosin Sholei Sudas, like we'll see in the next Rashi. Why? Because if you, the purchaser, do that, even though you're not being oiver the din of Schoira, the Moicher is being oiver. If you are allowing him to go and make a lot of money, and then buy Schoira, and put it into the bank, and become an Oisher, then you're oiver on Lefnei Iver.
Do you want to buy from a Talmud Chacham?
Talmud Chacham is not a problem because Talmud Chacham is not choshud, and therefore the assumption is he's only going to use whatever monies you give him for present needs and not to store in the bank and not to put away for investment.
I'm just saying, I don't remember in the past Shemitahs that from a Talmud Chacham they said, oh, no problem, he can charge you regular for an esrig.
But remember, we're not going through the whole Masechta Shvi'as today. We're just going through those few parts that are being quoted in our Gemara. For the purpose of our Gemara, that's what the Gemara tells us, that in fact, in Samta Rashi, Rashi begins, our Mishnah start off, Alekiach Lulav Mechaveroi. We're talking to a Chover, right? Rashi says, you tell the Chover, we're worried about Lefnei Iver. Who is the person that's selling? The person who's selling is the Am Aretz, and he's choshed, and that's why you have to go and give the Esrig Bavla, etc. So you're calling the Talmud Chacham, the Am Aretz, you're calling them Chaverim. So look at the top Rashi in the Mishnah, 6-7 lines at the top of the Yom, Lekech Lula Mechaverim, Li Nira, Talekech Lula Me Am Aretz Karsinan. Take out the word Chaveroi. Put in the word Am Aretz. The Am Aretz Kamayri, can read in Gemara, the Am Aretz, the Kabi Chaver, now you look at this Gemara and you say to yourself, I don't understand that. I daven the shul with 500 people and not every one of them is Mar Baravashi, not everyone is a grace of Talmud Chacham. Some are great at Talmud Chacham, some are Amaratzim. I'm friendly with everybody. How could that be? But you know, there are other Gemaras that say that Amaratzim and the Talmud Chacham in the times of Chazal hated each other. I think it says about Rabbi Kiva that he says that when he was younger, before he became a Talmud Chacham, when he saw the Talmud Chacham, he wanted to go and bite him, right, like a nochash. Yeah, that's the tremendous enmity that they had, unfortunately, one to the other. So therefore, like a chamor, oh, shkoyach nuchbesim. Yes, I'm sorry. I agree with everybody here. I meant chamor, it's my fault. I apologize. Yes, chamor, nishka nochash. But the idea is obviously the same, that you see that the Amaratzim hated the Talmud Chacham, and therefore they wouldn't normally refer to them as chaverish. Azoi zokto do the tesis. The Rashi. Rather, Toisis down below disagrees with Rashi. If you look at the first full Toisis down below, Halakiach lume chaveru v'shvius pirush bekudus me'am aretz v'am aretz agav v'chavu lekori chaveru v'al chinam dochag es mechinam te'ashchem beduchti tu. We find other places to call the chaveru, but shengetrovin mashal es isha lechaverto hachashud al hashvius. So you see, you're talking about a chaverto. How could you be a chaverto? So therefore, Toisis says you don't have to change the girsa, and therefore we're fortunate that they wanted. They Gemaras, they have not changed the gear, so apparently they learn like the Toises. And if you like Rashi, keep in the Charan and Rashi. Anyway, so bottom line is, we're talking about Am Aretz at selling. Yeah, what's up there?
When you do business with somebody, everybody tries to be each other's friend, so it should go well.
Exactly. So Rabbi Yankov is explaining to us modern day business practices that everybody tries to be in a friendly mood so that the business transaction should go smoothly. Very good. Shkoy.
Rabbi
Yankov. Very good.
Why don't we just say it's a
mahalat
or
tofes? I'm sorry, once again,
Nachmul. Why don't we say it's a mahalat, the money is tofes, kedusha shvius?
And therefore,
it's prohibited to use it for things that are not for shvius.
That's exactly right. So, Brother Shai, Ayeshekoyach, for giving us that opportunity, because that's the segue to the next Shikul Gemara. We'll get to that in a moment. Just finishing off the Rashi. Rashi continues, Yoisim Mozin Sholos Udois, Ava Mozin Gimus Udos Moisim Kedechayv. You are allowed to go and buy a lulav, or for that matter, other food items from an Amoritz in Shemitah, if you're giving him minimal income, such as you're giving him 3 sudais, kedechayv, the amount that a person needs to live for one day. And even though in the times of Chazal, people only ate 2 meals a day, you remember the Mishnah that we had early on, that Reb Lezer said that you have to eat 14 sudais in the sukkah, 2 per day, so you see people only ate 2 sudas a day. The sudas Shabbos utzorech. If he's getting enough money for 3 sudas, you could say he's doing it for Shabbos. The sale is taking place on Sunday. Sunday. They weren't with machalik and say, well, if it's Friday, you can give him 3 sudas. But if it's Sunday, only 2 sudas. Nah, they're really not machalik. The chachamim gave you a shtickle kula. Okay, but let's continue on. So bottom line is, our Mishnah is telling us that esroigim typically were worth more than 3 seudais. Since esroigim, just like they are today, esroigim are very expensive. Of course, it depends where you get your seudas. If you go to a fancy restaurant, 1 seuda could be more than the esrig. Yeah. Anyway, it depends where you get your esrig. It depends what the level of heder you get. With the hashkocha, una hashkocha. Okay, fine. Anyway, but if you look at the second choices from the bottom, yoisim mazin sholishudis, mashma sheyesh bitmei esrig, yoisim mazin sholishudis. It's more. And that's why the Mishnah says, you cannot go and pay for an esrig, because you're giving the moicher more than 3 seudais. And we just learned in the Brice, you're not allowed to. Ein moisrin may pay us a shvi'is lam oritz, yoisim mazin sholishudis. Up to 3 is okay, but not more. And therefore, that's why you couldn't go and just simply sell the esrig, so that we've now answered our kasha. We asked Valais of Lebehedja, let him go and pay for the esrig. The esrig costs $50, $100. Here's the money. You're not allowed to do that, because if that is more than 3 sudois, it's prohibited. But rather be mavliya bidmei lula. Vimasa, what happens is the person unfortunately messed up. This is a great Talmud Chacham who's doing business with the Amoritz, but he hasn't done a refresher on Hilchos Shemitah already for 7 years. And therefore, Vimasar, if he gave him more than the 3 sudas, he says, oi, what did I do? I goofed. Does he have to go back to the Moichar and plead with him? Let's reverse the sale. No. Vimasa yoimar harimoy salolu yumchulol al perish yeshli betoich beisi. This is to address Brother Shai's issue. If I gave him too much money, and now he's going to be nehene from the Dmei Shmita, he might invest it, he might put it into his bank account, he's going to make schoira, that's prohibited. What I can do is, without even telling him, I'm going to go, if I gave him $50 more than the 3 seudais, I'll say that $50 should be mechul al peiris sheyesh li b'toich beisi, my peiris that I have, regular normal peiris, not shmita peiris, regular peiris that I have still from year 5 or 6 or whatever, and I transfer the kedusha of the money to my peiris, top of the Amid Beis, ubava oichlan be kedusha shviyas. So therefore I've transferred, you can transfer kedusha shviyas from peiris shviyas and from money of shviyas to other peiris, and therefore that's what you can do. You just transfer it. Very good. Now, everything that we said until now been made of Amur, but lekiach min hamufkar. That's tafka talking from a farmer who's mafkir. Mafkir means that he goes and takes his fields, and he says, Rabbi Isai, everybody can go and take whatever you want, because that's the din in Shemitah year, you have to be mafkir your fields. If this person unfortunately says, oh no, Rashi says he keeps up the geder under lock and key. He has over there a big fence and a big lock on it, and he keeps it locked, it doesn't allow anybody in, and he probably has a big no trespassing sign. Therefore, that person unfortunately is choshud al hashviyas, and then afilu b'kachatzi iser osur. Even if you're doing a very minor transaction, where the whole transaction is kachatzi iser, that's a very very small coin. Chvais today would say even for a nickel, even for a dime, a quarter, very very small amount. Even that is osur, because since this person is choshud on Shemitah, even though he's saying, yeah, I'm just taking this for my personal needs today, I'm going to go and buy a breakfast, I'm going to use your money towards the breakfast, he's going to put together all these monies, a chatzi issa here and a chatzi issa there, and he's going to add it all up, but he's going to use it for the chatzi issa, is permissible. But I'm afraid if it's more than that, he's going to put it away in a bank account, and that's going to be over on the din of the achla, the loyless chayra. Most of Rav Sheshi, so Rav Sheshi Frek Tazeh. You're telling me, you're allowed to pay the person up to three seudos, like we had in the Amud Aleph. Or a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. And now we're going to go and bring a Mishnah Masechta Shviyas, which lists a whole bunch of food items that, number one, are obscure in terms of their English translation, and number two, are all the types of thing that people typically do not waste their money, their assets, and their efforts to go and grow them, but rather they just grow wild. And because they are rather inferior, we're not concerned about Meiser and about Shemitah, because nobody cares about them. These are really Gunish mit Gunish, as Imar explains. Or a minute. Hapigen, v'hayar v'zunin, v'hashitim, v'chalaglugois, v'akuzbe shebaharim, v'akarpe shebenaharois, v'agargir shel eifer, v'turim min ha-meiser. For those of you that want to know the fancy English translations, the Art Scroll goes through all of them. I don't know what any of them are. Like gargir shel eifer, he says rocket that grows in the Afer. Afar probably means in the marshes. Twice what rocket is, I just know that the head of China, Korea, is Rocket Man. But maybe they buy some issue. Rockets go up to the moon. But there's apparently a food item.
That may be arugula. Rockets
is arugula? Okay. So I have very often, for breakfast, they give out arugula here for chicken.
No.
They're not that type of arugula, right? Okay. Anyway, whatever it happens to be. One of them, I think is coriander, which is all these small little things that you can buy in the fancy stores. Okay, but anyway, all of these things are considered to be inferior, and they're all hefker. And because they're hefker, they are pturim and a meiser. Because the din of meiser is only by something which is owned by someone, something which is potter. The reason for that ptur, Rashi brings, is because it says, Nevo ha-Levi, ke'ein lo'i chelik v'nachla imach. The Levi has no chelik v'nachla, and therefore you have to go and give him meiser. But that's bedover she'ein lo chedek v'nachla imach. However, if it's something which is hefker, yesh lo chedek v'nachla imach. Just like I can take from hefker, the Levi can take from hefker. So there's no din of maestris by hefker, as well as, and what's most important for us, v'nikachin mikol odem b'shvius. You're allowed to go and buy from anybody. If he is selling, he has a storefront, or he's a peddler, and is selling to you the pigim, the arvuzim, the shittim, chalaglugais, all these wonderful things, you can go and buy it from him without any problems. Nishmar, because none of these things are ever mishumar. Now that before we said you have to be careful that the Ama Aretz is a type of person that is mafkir all of his fields and doesn't lock them up. But if he locks them up, you can only go and buy up to kachatzi iser, a much smaller amount. By these items, you don't have to worry. Nobody puts up a lock and key. It's just not worth it. They'll sell it for pennies. But it's not worth to go make a ganze shmira, and therefore you would be allowed to go and buy much, much more. Now the Gemara's kasha is, it says, v'nikachem mikol odem b'shvias. And it doesn't specify that you can only buy up to three seudais. Remember, we made a chilik between whether it's mufker or mishumer. If it's mufker, we said in the Amud Aleph, up to three seudais. If it happens to be mishumer, then up to a chatzi iser. Here, this Mishnah says, v'nikachem mikol odem b'shvias. It doesn't give you any limitation whatsoever in the amount. So it sounds like you can go and buy even the equivalent of 10 sudais, or much, much more. Is the chastira on the Amud Aleph, we said 3 sudais. Who Moisel of Amum Varkala, the same one, Rav Sheshes, who asked the kasha, he answered the kasha, Bichtei Mon Shanu. Now we don't mean Mon, the Mon that came from heaven in the times of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, but we're talking about the word Man, which means enough provisions to eat. The word man means in this connection mozoin. Bechtei mozoin shanu. And therefore what the Braisa, although it says nikach mikol adam and doesn't tell you what the rules and regulations are, it relies on other sources. The whole purpose of this Mishnah is only to tell you that there's some inferior items that because they are so, if you will, I wouldn't say worthless, but they're worth so much less than your normal food items, nobody goes and makes a meshumer out of it. But how much? That will rely on the Omer Aleph, that the amount is k'day mozoin of the three sudas. B'chdei man shanu. B'chein Omer Abba b'chonam b'yoichanan, b'chdei man shanu. Ma'i mashu d'hai man lishad mezoin yihu. Whoever said man means mezoin is, t'chsev b'yaman lehem ha-melech. This is a posik in Daniel. It's referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar went and supplied food for his household every day, including Daniel and all the Sarim and the people in the household. So, Vayiman lehem ha-melech, he gave them food. If you look at Torah Oreh Sholem and Ois Aleph, how much did he give them? Mipas bag ha-melech, miyayin mishtov, legadam shonosh. He gave a ganze sudas molach. So you see, man means, mozein means food. Why the Gemara uses its expression of man and doesn't say simply that sholish sudas, Ayin ba'aruch laner, he has a shtickle trade on this. But bottom line is there's no stira, because both the Omer Aleph and the Omer Beis mean taka the maximum by a soda hamufker, or by an amaoritz that's mafker, his food items in his fields, then up to three sutas. But now we get to Rav Heshi's kasha. Rav Heshi asked, when we were learning the Gemara initially, where it says that you're not allowed to go and buy esroigim, what about lulavim? Why doesn't the same halacha apply? Or does it apply? Why don't you say that by lulav also? That lulav, the same thing should apply. So many of you are thinking, you don't eat lulavim. Anyway, that's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. If you want to just take a quick look at the Amid Aleph, Mem Amid Aleph, you go down about 10-12 lines, the Gemara says, Tam, the Lulav Bar Shishas and Nichlus Shviyasu. Ha, the Shviyas, Kodoy, Shemai, Eitzim, Me'almahu, the Eitzim, Me'am, Mishim, Kedush, Shviyas. The Chor, there's no din of Shemitah on wood. A Lulav is like a Shtickle Holtz. It's after you don't eat a Lulav, right? Okay, mention that's tomorrow's Gemara. We'll leave it for tomorrow's year. But as far as... What's up here? Yeah, but are you allowed to go and sell tables and clothes?
Yeah,
and
but cheer? Flowers, Takadeh, has Kedushah.
Oh, so that's a mention of tomorrow's. Let's wait right. For tomorrow's Magichir and for tomorrow's year. Right. Anyway, beginning back to today. So, Frank Mori, Hachi Lulav Nami, why don't they have the same concern about Lulav, that he's charging him more than three Suda, especially if he'd be Mavliya? He's paying for a Lulav of $200, giving you more than three sudas. Everything more, there's no problem, because lulav bar shishas hanichnas l'shviyas hu. And that's our year now. When we're going to go and buy our arba minim, let's assume, for purpose of our Gemara, that they're all cut in Shemitah year. So the chor, the Shemitah produce. Lulav was growing the entire sixth year, and now, after Rosh Hashanah, it's grown for a few days, and you cut it in the seventh year. And by trees, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, you go Basar Chanota, not Basar Lekita. Vosmein Chanota. Chanota means when the initial flower falls off, and the fruit begins to blossom and begins to emerge. Clearly this happened when it comes to the lulavim in the sixth year, not in the seventh year, because as Rashi points out, you can't get a full-grown lulav of four tvachim growing within 2 weeks. Obviously it had to grow in the sixth year.
Hey, Rashi. What happened at the Gemara?
As was?
For next year.
What will be next year?
Yeah.
That's not, Gemara doesn't talk about next year. Gemara only talks about
this. The same problem you have, let's say this is true, what Gemara is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Except that this is...
Anyway, we're only talking about Shish and Nichlashvis. Efreit Eisen. I'm not talking about Shish and Nichlashvis. At the moment, we're talking about Shish and Nichlashvis. First, it's Ein Shvis, Nichlashvis, Shminis. There's not only half a minute. This is the Maskuna. Our Mishnah is talking about the fact situation is sixth year into seventh year. What happens if seventh into eighth year? So it's Zan Morgan, or Dan Andramul, we learn Mesechta Shmita. For our purposes, we only have to deal with Shish and Nichlashvis.
We have to deal with the leader on the seventh year also.
That's
talking about the leader of Schmitter. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the leader of Schmitter.
That was grew this year.
This year didn't happen. So this year it's not a problem, but next year is going to be the same
thing. So next year it's talking about problem. We're not dealing with Halukh Lamasa. We're dealing with our mission.
Well, you could do for kids instead of doing.
You maybe didn't do, but the one is entering now.
Do how you do
it. Okay, let's try to finish the singing. See, have a Zok Timura. The reason why you don't have a problem with the leader of is because the lulav grew throughout the sixth year, even though you cut it in the seventh year, but it does not have kedusha shvius, because when it comes to ilonois, when it comes to trees, you go basar chanota, not basar lekita. You don't look at the time of the harvest, you look at the times when it grew. When did the lulav grow throughout the sixth year? It doesn't have kedusha shmita, even though you physically cut it from the tree in shmita year. Esrig is also a tree, just like the date tree, the palm tree has on it these beautiful lulavim. Then the esrig tree has esrigim. Shouldn't the same halacha apply? So if the esrig grew throughout the sixth year, like any esrig that we're going to buy now in Yetz Hashem after Rosh Hashanah, most of our esrogim were already cut before Shemitah, yes, so we don't have the problem at all. But even were you to go and get an esrog in Eretz Yisrael after Rosh Hashanah, it's Nechnasa L'Shviyas. Shouldn't it be Bashish and Nechnasa L'Shviyas, just like the lulav? What's the problem? Says the work, esrog basa l'kitas linon. Esrog is an exception to the rule. Esrog basa l'kita. Why do you go basa l'kita? Why is it an exception? Says Rashi, because when it comes to these in Yonim, you look at how much water was required to grow the produce. Your normal trees grow either on the basis of rainwater, or in those dry, arid areas, they grow based on irrigation. Esrogim require kol mayim, both rainwater and irrigation. In that respect, they are similar to yerek, to yerokis. Vegetables also need a huge amount of water, and therefore, just like by Yerokos, you go Basar Lekita, Esrog, you also go Basar Lekita. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, about 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Esrog Basar Lekita Azlina. The cholik mishari lonis esrog is different than all other trees. V'dino kiyerek shaholchu boy basal lekita mishim the godel al kol mayim, like it says in Rosh Hashanah. Utvuvi lonis kedelim al megishamim. They only need the rain. You don't need the extra irrigation. The esrog godel al kol mayim shemashkin oisay tamid kiyerek. It needs additional water supply in addition to the regular rainwater, and that. And if you remember a couple of days ago when the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know pre-Eitz Hodor, that Hodor is referring to an Esrig? And the Gemara said that one of the Pshatim was that Hodor means Hadur. This is back on Lamed Hey Omed Aleph. She came Beloshin Yevani Koyin Lamayim Idor, because it's Godel Al Kol Moyim. That's an Esrig. So Esrig is similar to Yerokis, it's Godel Al Kol Moyim, and therefore it's different than all other trees. All other trees you go Basar Chanota, Esrig you go Basar Lekita. So if you go into a Esrig Soicher, a Arba Minim Soicher, after Rosh Hashanah, between Ben Kessel Osir, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and let's assume, which is the assumption today is not accurate, but let's assume, like in the times of Chazal, that it was all cut fresh between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. Okay, here in America, fine. Could be in Eretz Yisrael, people are actually cutting it after Rosh Hashanah. But here in America, all of it is imported from far away. So 99% was all growth through the sixth year, and Lekita was also in the sixth year. However, in those places in Eretz Yisrael where Lekita is in fact in the seventh year, as far as the lulav is concerned, it's Leimale v'Leimoyred, because the sixth year is what determines the Chanota of the lulav, and therefore no problem with the lulav. As far as the Esrig is concerned, it shouldn't be a problem either. No. Esrig go basa Lekita, and if you went and cut the Esrig after Rosh Hashanah, you got a real big problem on your hand. So what's the answer? Like we learned in the Mishnah, either he gives you a free esrog or he does it behavla. That's why there's a difference between the esrog and the lulav. Frank Di Mara.
Isn't with the esrog, not when it's picked, but when it ripens?
Our Gemara says that esrog goes basa lekita when it's picked, when it's harvested. The reason why you're raising the issue is because what we've taken for granted until this point is now going to be a topic of hot discussion between the Tanoim. So wait for us for one moment, and thank you for paving the way to the next Shtickle Gemara. You just got finished saying that. Zokti Mari, you just said Yanav Esrog are different than other Esrogim in this regard?
Well, they come from Italy.
So you don't have to worry about Shemitah?
Right.
Not in Italy.
Okay. Okay. Here, you got a good point. Good. Anyway, so let's continue on. Frankly, more of a bein Rabbi Gamaliel, ubein Rabbi Lezer leinyan shviyas esrig baser chanota ozlinon. Both Rabbi Gamaliel and Rabbi Lezer that have a machloikus lagabi meiser, they both agree lagabi shmita esrig baser chanota ozlinon. Oy oy oy. If esrig is baser chanota ozlinon, then esrig is in the same category as the lulav, no different. So just like I'm allowed to go and buy the lulav in Shemitah year, because it's a sixth year lulav, I'm allowed to go and buy the esrig in Shemitah year, because it's a sixth year esrig. Where do we find this? Everybody knows this Mishnah, because it's brought at the beginning of Maseches Kedushin. So years ago, when we were learning in Yeshiva, Maseches Kedushin, Daf Beis, because it starts off Isha Niknes Bishalish Drachamai Shalish and Shloish and Shloish and Shalish Nekeva Zucha. So the Gemara brought this Mishnah as well. That Esrik Shovel Ilan Begimul Drachim. Esrik is similar to or same as Ilan in three ways. Liyarik Bederech Echad and Yerik in one way. Shovel Ilan Begimul Drachim what? Li Orlo Vlervai. Okay, so what does this all mean? We're saying that the esrig is similar to Ilanais, the Orla Ulravai. Orla Ulravai means that there is a din of Orla and a din of Neta Revai. Meaning, we know it says in the Pasuk that if you go and plant a new tree, Koleitz Machol, then for the first 3 years, it's Arelim, you're not allowed to go and eat its Orla. The fourth year, Bashan Arvias, then you're allowed to go and eat it if you take it up to Yerushalayim, just like Masa Sheni. If you don't want to take it to Yerushalayim, you can go and be poided. This is a halacha that only applies to fruits of the tree. It does not apply to vegetables. You're going to tell me because vegetables, no, you can have a vegetable patch. You grew your tomatoes first year, tomatoes the second year, tomatoes the third year. Maybe there should be the din of Arla. No din of Arla by tomatoes, only by fruits. Okay, so what is the status of an esrig? Same as it's all fruits. Every fruit, same thing. First 3 years, it's Arelim, it's Arla. You're not allowed to eat it. Lervai, fourth year, if you want to eat them in Yushalayim, Gizun Taipring Yushalayim, or you can be poided, same thing. And it's all to the same Lagabi Shvias. And what means Lagabi? Everything is Shmitah, Shmitah goes across the board. Zokt Rashi L'Shvias, last line. Does Linen Beilin Yin Shvias Baser Chanoto? Like we were saying until now. When it comes to Shmitah, although normally Goodish, the halacha of Esrig is that it's just like Elon, that it goes in the based on the sixth year, not on the seventh year. Just like the lulav you said, sixth year, not seventh year, you go basar chanata. Same thing applies to the Esrig, basar chanata. Isn't that what you were saying, Shelley, a moment ago? Yeah, exactly. Shkoyach. Uliyerek b'derech echad. It's similar to Yerokis in one respect. The watch b'shas lekitosoi isurai. That the meiser depends on the year of lekita. The what does that mean based on the year of lekita? So that has really two major halachic ramifications. Number one, we know that there's a din you cannot go and give meiser min a chodosh ala yoshin min a yoshin ala chodosh. It has to be from the same year. You cannot give from today's produce on last year's produce or vice versa. So that's one nafkimina. But there's another nafkimina legabe, which is the second meiser that year. We all know that year one and year two, besides the Maaser Rishon, you have to go and give Maaser Shiny. When it comes to third year, you don't give Maaser Shiny, you give Maaser Ani. And same thing, fourth, fifth year is a din of Maaser Shiny. And then in the sixth year is a din of Maaser Ani. So what happens if you have the Chanota in year one? No, year one is not a good example. In year three, Shkoyach, Rabbi Yosef is here. Baruch Hashem, I don't have to worry about Rabbi Yosef's do. I don't have to worry anything. Anyway, so year two was the Chanota, year three was the Lakita. So is it a Maaser Sheini thing, or is it a Maaser Ani thing? Ah, Dorshok Tingmon. Legabe Ilonois, you always go Baser Chanota. Legabe Yerokois, you go Baser Lakita. It's Esrig, which is here in the middle, is a hybrid. Why is it a hybrid? As we said before, because it's Godel Al Kol Moyim, and therefore for certain purposes, it's considered to be like Yerek, even though it's a fruit. So Yerek b'derech echad, zok tochram gamliel. In which respect should b'shlas lekitosoi isurai? You go basa the lekita, not basa the chanota. The apples and the oranges and the esroyim, which are all being cut at the exact same moment in the third year. As far as the apples and the oranges are concerned, you go basa chanota. As far as the has the Esroigim are going, you're going Basel Lakita. So for these you have to go and give the Maser Shiny, and here you'd have to go and give Maser Ani. Tivram Gamliel. Reblaza Oimer, Asrik Shabbat Ilan Lecholdover. No, Asrik is like every other fruit. Yeah. Special at Arba Mina, Havad, but not Legabi Mice, is not Legabi Shin. It's the same as everything. Kum Tchoyz, where's the Machlik Rav Gamliel and Rav Blazer? Only Legabe the din of Maisris, but not Legabe the din of Shemitah. Legabe the din of Shemitah. Everybody agrees that it goes Boser Chanata. So Dos Rekta Timura. Five lines from the bottom of Lamites, you just kept on saying, Esrik Boser Lekitas Linen, for Ben Rav Gamliel, for Ben Rav Blazer. Even though they have a Machlik as Legabe Maiser, of Legabe Shemias, Esrik Boser Chanata Linen, everybody agrees Boser Shemina. So Ibazoi, Hadrakush Leduchta. Why am I concerned about Havlov for the Esrik? It's exactly the same as the Lulav. Just like Lulav, you go Boser Chanata, even though I'm cutting it in the seventh year, it's a sixth year fruit. Same thing applies to the Esrik. I don't have to Havlov, I can buy it outright. Shtar Kakasha. Everyone who the Omer Kehai Tana. Our Mishnah goes according to another Tana. The Sani Omer Biosi Avtumis. Omer Biosi Avtumis Heyet Mishum Chamishas Kenim. Esrik Acher Lekita Lemaiser. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Biushi Biomru Bein Lemaiser Bein Lishvias. Avtumis in the name of five Zakenim. When it comes to Esrik, for Meiser you go after Lekita when you cut it. Like all other trees. However, I'm saying in the Mehushan, they said, no, both Lemaiser and Lishvias, the same din applies, it goes Bas Lakita. Frey Timura, Shvias Mandachashime. We were talking about Meiser. All of a sudden, we said, oh, by the way, Rabbi Seinu said, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lishvias. They're thinking, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lishvias. We're talking about Meiser now. What were you talking about, Shvias? Ach, Sri Mechser Vachitani, we're missing a line in this price, and we start again. Esrigach Lakita, Lemaiser. Viachra Chanota, Lishvias. Rabbi Seinu, Nimnu, Biusha, Viamru, Esrig Basel Lakita, Bein Lemaiser, Bein Lishvias. Ah, Kum Techois, Lagabi Shvias, I also have a machloikis whether you go Basar Chanot or Basar Lekita. So the Gemara until now thought that the only people that argue in this whole field is Ram Gamliel and Rebbe Lezer, and they're only arguing Legabe Meiser. Oh, but Legabe Shvias, Kuliyama Moidi, you go Basar Chanot. Gerecht! Ram Gamliel Taka holds that way, and Rebbe Lezer holds that way. However, in this price, we see it's Taka machloikis between the five Zakenim and between Rabbi Seinu Numan and Ba'usha, whether Legabe Shmita, whether you go Basar Lekita or you go Basar Chanata, assuming that you hold, you go Basar Lekita. If somebody's going to go and cut the Esrig after Rosh Hashanah, together with the Lulav after Rosh Hashanah, the Lulav is going to be a six-year product. No problem. But the Lekita of the Esrig, according to this Mandi Omar, that you, after Shvias by Esrig, you go after Lekita, it's going to be a Shmita product. Ay, ay, ay. How am I going to pay for the Esrig? I'm going to do a Bavla together with a Lulav. And tomorrow, Mitch, we're going to continue. Why are you talking about a Lulav Bechlal, the Gabi Shmita? Lulav at Eitzim Almahu. That's Mitchum tomorrow's Gemara. Any questions, everybody? Say.
Will we be giving a
daf
tomorrow?
Yes, we're going to start in Miat Hashem at approximately 7:45, right? 7:45, assuming that we finish davening. 7:45 in Miat Hashem tomorrow morning, bright and early.
Taste.
Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. Thank you all for joining. Yeah.
That's a tree.